The Department of Homeland Security was created in part to enable the various parts of the national security system to talk to each other. But that hasn't always been the case, especially when it comes to the special radios the department ordered, costing taxpayers $430 million, but which few people seem to know how to use. We're joined now for more about this story by ProPublica reporter Theodoric Meyer. Welcome to our show.
Thanks very much for having me.
So why did the Department of Homeland Security feel it needed a common secure channel for its employees?
Well, this is one of many efforts that were put in place to better coordinate the many agencies under the Department of Homeland Security umbrella.
The incompatible radios were a problem for the first responders during 9/11, weren't they? Was that one of the reasons we did this?
Well, it was part of a larger effort when the department was created in 2002. And there have been sort of a blizzard of agencies in charge of these radios. There was the National Wireless Management Office, and then the Wireless Services Branch, the Wireless Working Group. So part of the problem is all these different agencies that have been in charge in this relatively short decade-long period.
And how long did it take DHS to purchase all these radios?
I'm not exactly sure of the timeline. This information is coming from a November report by the Inspector General for the department, which has surveyed 479 different Homeland Security employees of the various agencies that are within it, and found that only one of them actually knew how to use the common channel correctly on their radio.
Well, don't they come with instructions?
This is sort of a sticking point as well. There's this central office at the Department of Homeland Security that is supposed to be coordinating all of this stuff. But the report argued that this office actually didn't have the authority to mandate these agencies to use the radios or even the authority to provide instructions to them on how to do it.
Well, this is a project that costs $430 million. Sounds like a lot of money to me. Why was it so expensive?
Well, this is not just radios. This is also the infrastructure, the towers and the repeaters to keep the system operational and the maintenance for this system over this period of time.
Mm-hmm. But still, how much does that come per radio? Do we have any sense of that?
Unfortunately, we don't have any numbers on how that breaks down per radio, but I would love to see that.
Do we know where they were manufactured?
The report doesn't actually contain any data on who the supplier is, so that is a bit of an open question as well.
And that internal report by the department found that 72% of Homeland Security employees surveyed didn't even know that the common channel existed?
Yeah, 72% of these employees, which come from agencies like Customs and Border Patrol, the Transportation Security Administration, the Coast Guard, FEMA, the Secret Service, 72% of these employees didn't know the common channel existed, and an additional 25% knew it existed but weren't able to find it.
Weren't able to find it?
Yeah, on their radios.
And they're not programmed to a common channel?
They looked at the radios as well and went into them, I suppose. They found that more than half the radios didn't even have this channel programmed into them.
You describe a blizzard of offices and committees that have been assigned to oversee the radio since 2003. How many offices are we talking about?
We're talking about at least four offices here in this 10-year period that have been assigned to oversee this program. And the Inspector General and the Department of Homeland Security actually tangled over whether or not they needed to revamp this office to give it more authority.
Well, what's the alternative? Just let these radios sit there unused?
There's this disagreement over whether the structure that they have in place now is the right structure or whether it needs to be revamped once again.
And when would these radios be used? In an emergency?
I understand it as they're used during emergencies, yes, but also to coordinate more day-to-day operations between these agencies.
Is there a sense that all these people trying to fix the radio situation is actually hindering efforts to get it fixed?
How do you mean?
Too many chefs spoil the broth?
Well, I think there's a sense of too many actors in the broader Homeland Security arena. Homeland Security was created in 2002 to sort of solve this program of failure to coordinate between the FBI and the CIA. But so many new agencies were created, the National Counterterrorism Center, for example, that now there are, you know, all these new agencies.
Is it your sense that ultimately the radios all will become operative?
It is very unclear about whether that will happen or not. And I would be interested to follow up in a few months once the report has had some time to make an impact.
In October, the Senate released a report which criticized Homeland Security's fusion intelligence centers, which seem to have produced little intelligence but cost somewhere between $289 million and $1.4 billion. That's a wide range. That's because we really don't know what's going on?
Yeah, it's a pretty huge amount. This was a separate report by the subcommittee in the Senate that showed serious problems with these fusion centers, which were set up to coordinate between federal agencies and local and state agencies. There's about 60, 65 or so of them around the country. And it found that this huge effort that's really central to what the Department of Homeland Security has been doing has been almost completely ineffective.
Well, I would imagine that if I would go to the Department of Homeland Security, they would say, we haven't had a terror attack, although there have been a number of attempts. And that just proves that we're doing a good job.
I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would tell you
but
that.
But is there a sense that this money is being spent? A lot of money is being spent with very little to show for it?
There's sort of a sense that seems to be growing that the sort of blank check era for Homeland Security efforts that has lasted about a decade might be coming to a close or at least slowing down.
Have we heard anything about that in this big wrangle over the so-called fiscal cliff?
I'm not sure if it's something that's come up specifically in the fiscal cliff negotiations. A couple months ago, Scott Shane had a good story in the New York Times about how there seemed to be sort of a slowdown in people wanting to spend an unlimited amount of money on Homeland Security.
So where are we going from here? There'll be a cutback, you say, on spending. Well, we already have all this equipment, don't we? We have police cars with cameras on them and lots of other things that are already out there with little result to show for them, as the Senate points out. So are we pretty much set right now?
Well, I think, well, with reference to the radio specifically, I think it's important to understand that $430 million sounds like a lot of money, but it's a small, small percentage of the $470 billion that the federal government has spent by one estimate on Homeland Security efforts since 9/11.
Theodoric Meyer wrote a report about this on for ProPublica, and I want to thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you very much, Leonard.